Okay, so the learning today should be Yischus Leilanishma for Chaim Elazar ben Shimshon Aryeh, and also a Neshama for Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion. Also be Yischus for Purim Tzimah for Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Makar Panda ben Menorakol Kamaliyah Bashi Menorakol and Avadati ben Peril, as well as Yischus for all those in the Makom Sakana and Eretz Yisrael, including Asriel Baruch ben Penino. So today we're going to finish the topic of Bechiyah, and we talked yesterday that when a relative passes away, there are times where a person may not feel the need to cry and may feel a sense of relief or a sense of that the person's in a better place, not suffering. And therefore, we shouldn't cry. We should try to be happy for the person. Or tears don't come naturally, but there is this inyan to cry at least for the first 3 days after. So he's going to continue with that topic of a close relative passing away. It says, Vegam on the bottom of page 284. Vegam achim v'achayos, the siblings as well, roi lehem lifkos. It's fitting for them to cry, Elizabeth, and mourn, Ketikan Chacham Chazal, like Chazal established. B'seis and they have to take the lesson to heart. Shem heim hayu zakoyim la'ir lem tzayuzah. That if they were completely free of any guilt, that this loss, this sorrow would not have come. So this is touching on a different idea, but a very important idea in Yiddish. We learned several times in the Beis HaLevi. I believe we also learned in Shaar Bitachon, but a key component of Bitachon is that you cannot be harmed by any individual. No person can do bad to you unless it's decreed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Beis HaLevi gave us the example of someone who is hitting another person with a stick. If you go to that person, if instead of going to God, you go to that person, you're basically begging the stick and saying, stick, please stop hitting me, instead of going to the person holding the stick. And so it's the same thing. If we go to the individual instead of to God, we're talking to a stick, basically. So the idea is that if a person encounters any sort of trouble, any sort of suffering, traffic, someone taking a long time online, any of these sorts of things where another individual is impacting you, he wouldn't be able to do it unless God decreed that that should happen. And so, despite you might be upset and frustrated with the other person, but you also have to recognize that there was some reason that God wanted that to happen to you. And that's why we are extensions of the people that we associate with, because when Hashem harms them or Hashem punishes them, any resulting guilt or any resulting tsar that we feel is also some sort of either kapara or punishment for us or nisayon. And I will add that this idea is also used l'tayv, the idea of supporting specific aniyim, whether it's providing them with jobs or whether it's helping someone specific out, because many times there might be a gzeira on a person that they should lose a certain amount of parnasa, but because that person is a conduit, a shliach to support others, so because the other people sometimes you can continue to get supported even if on your own schosim, you don't deserve it. And so there's this idea, it's an extension of Pais HaRevim Zelazeh, but it's more than that. It's saying that sometimes you are, Hashem will impact someone else, but at the same time, it's not just meant as a punishment for that person, it's also a punishment for you. So coming back here, if a sibling is passes away, so the other siblings have to do some sort of cheshbon hanefesh and say, why would Hashem have given this tzara to our family? It's not just on the sibling that passed away, but the other siblings have to look inward and say, why were we deserving of the tzar that we're feeling? Right, God's work is perfect. God is not like a human being. Midas a human being. So you talk about the death penalty. So the United States has a death penalty in certain states. If a person commits first degree murder, they get the death penalty. And the state doesn't take into account, well, they're not supposed to take into account whether the mother is going to feel bad about it, whether the father's going to feel bad about it, whether the siblings are going to feel bad. You look at the case itself and is the person deserving? So he says that's how a human being acts. A human being disregards the guilt or innocence of those around. However, ein chasam aleihem v'al tzarem. You don't concern yourself with them or their suffering. Ela nefesh achoy tehisam. You just look at the individual, are they guilty or not? God is not like that. No person encounters or experiences suffering without cause. So, in order for a person to die, a couple of things have to happen. First of all, the person has to be guilty, Lisa, talking now about someone who dies before their zman. And the father and the mother are also guilty of some measure of suffering that they're going to have to endure after the person passes away. The ishtai and the wife, she also is deserving of it. The relatives, the friends, the siblings, right? So there's a cheshbon here where anyone who's impacted by a nifter, there's a cheshbon in Shemayim as to why that person was deserving of that. And so you don't just say it happened to Yenim and they must have done something wrong, but you also have to look inward and say, why, in what sense was I found guilty? Because, again, going back to our example with the tzedakah, if a sibling is a perfect tzaddik and isn't deserving of that tzara, that potentially has enough zchusim to cause that the person who passed away should get some other tzar and kapara, but not experience misa because the misa is going to hurt you as well. The Azashanemis misa, and he says only when all of these those indirectly impacted are chayiv does he then take the life of the nifter. And then everyone gets their just amount of anguish from this nifter. And we times after this reason. A person it's appropriate and it's almost a mandatory that a person cry and mourn over someone that passes away. Because what are you going to complain about? You have no tainus. You, for whatever reason, were deserving of experiencing this anguish. So you don't have a right to say, well, that he died because he did some aveira, but what does that have to do with me? There's some guilt on your end as well. But if divide me is the comment back to the comma, he's also going to talk about this in the topic of Muhammad. Says Mafilo, and he says, here is the last example. Let's say you have someone that, as we talked about, the Seva Taiva was lucky in the Tibet, right? He saw great grandchildren. He wasn't sick near the end of his life. He passed away in his sleep, right? Perfect. He lived 90, 95 years, perfect health. And boom, in one of his nights, he passed away in his sleep. Zero suffering. So you would say, perfect, right? If you had to pick a way to go, that's the way to go. 90 years of health is done, and then in your sleep, you pass away. So what are you mourning about? You don't feel bad. The person wasn't suffering. So he says, even someone, if he was extremely old, it's still proper to cry and mourn. Don't make an excuse and say, he obviously lived his full life. There's no regrets. What are we mourning about? It's a celebration, right? There's no reason to mourn because this person accomplished whatever he needed to accomplish. You have to be concerned for the possibility that maybe 95 could have been 100, except for the fact that there was some mistakes made causing the person to die early. He says, besides that, there is pain in heaven. Even if one person from Klal Yisrael dies, that's significant, that's chashuv in God's eyes. The Chazal say on the pasuk, "B'nafal mimenu rav," that a lot of them will fall. The Chol shekenim who adam kasher. He says certainly if he's a tzaddik, a great person, sheyesh lidlo shemes kadosh zman abava nadol. So certainly that if he's a great person, even if he dies at a ripe old age, but there is reason to suspect that maybe he died as a kapara for the sins of the generation. So there is a concept that tzaddikim, when they are taken from this world, that is a kapara for the rest of the tzibur. So the tzibur is not necessarily, even if you don't feel like crying for that tzaddik, but what you should feel bad is, Nebuch, that tzaddik had to be a kapara and had to go through this because of my averus. So you do have some hand in it as well. The God of Tzara Shemayim, he says, and the suffering of heaven is even greater. Shashkinim itzteres al misasen shavasham, he says, the shkin is pained even when Mishayim are taken. Kol shekin al misasen shal tzaddikim, certainly if a tzaddik passes away. Shem tzaddik avad tzaddikai shal oylam ibeid miyat mishi yasen achas ruch. Thank you, say about that. Because he says, when a tzaddik passes away, then he was someone that Lavdil, but to steal a line from Star Wars, he brought balance to the force, right? He was a force of good in the world. There were Rishayim in the world. So he was bringing Nachas Ruach, sort of balancing out the scale of Tomentara in the world. And so now that he was taken from this world, now there's a gap, there's a void. And so there's not as much Nachas Ruach being brought to HaKadosh Baruch. And here is the end that he ends off with. It says, "Kazayis v'kazayis achayit and alibay." All of these are examples that a living person should take to heart. Lisboy l'tzara v'lifkaisa, to properly say a hesped, to weep and to feel pain, b'chiyah shel mamashos, with tangible, some sort of tangible feeling. Al katov al tzar shemayim mechadayimeh, for your averus, for the suffering of shemayim, and similar, loy b'chiyah shel chinah mishal hevel ruos ruat. Don't ever offer empty tears that are a waste and that are a ras ruach, he says, because you're making fun of the opportunity that's provided with them. He says, proper use of crying, one will merit to see his days full of desire in the Yemayis HaMashiach. And as we say, the pasuk, as we end off by a hesped, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will erase the tears from all of the faces. There will be gladness and joy. Sadness will run away, and there will be relief from all of the nisyonos. So the idea of when someone passes away, there should be a feeling, a person should motivate himself for any number of reasons to feel bad. If you don't naturally feel bad, then potentially looking inward for reasons to be monitoring yourself that you should feel bad, that this does impact you, even if you think that you're not close or you're somewhat removed, especially if it's a tzaddik or a well-known person who was a righteous person, potentially that person is a kapara for your averus. So that feeling should make you feel bad, that maybe this person had to die in order that I should get a kapara. And what a sad, and what that should cause a person anguish and sorrow inside, that never this person had to suffer because of your action.